You, of course, are listening to the Closing Market Report. It's the ninth day of October, 2013. On the phone line, as usual for Wednesday afternoon, is Jackie Vake. She's at Stuart Peterson right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Good afternoon, Ted.
It is a beautiful day, but the shutdown continues in Washington, D.C. I'm wondering what impact this is having as it drags on and where you're finding information.
Well, you know, the impact can be seen every day. We're seeing more, playing it safe type of an attitude. In other words, more day traders coming in. Some people just basically sitting on the sidelines, not doing much, and so trading ranges are very small. It has given us opportunity to see some testing going on of different support points. But information, well, we're continuing to see the Smithfield said they're going to use CME settlements for their hog prices. Cargill's using Urner Barry, which is well thought of in their industry, also for their hog prices. Cattlefax is now being depended upon to come out and help us with cattle prices. GPSA, of course, because the grain inspection people are not federal employees. They just report the information to the USDA, and the USDA disseminates it. We at least were able to get that on Monday. We will not get any export sales tomorrow. Federal milk orders helping out in terms of settling the milk contracts. Now, one of the newest things that just came out today was that the CFTC reviews contracts for RBOB, which is the gasoline versus Eurobob, which is the European gasoline average price options contract. And so the release of that particular contract is going to be delayed until the CFTC comes back into business again. And so, you know, things are beginning to pile up. And, you know, the longer this goes on, if it would go on beyond the 1st of November, now it's going to get to be more and more difficult all the time. You know, we can get some information coming out of what's actually going on, but if all of a sudden you start not having contracts being put on when they should be and all of those types of things happening, suddenly people who are using those as hedge instruments, you know, don't have it available to them.
What are the concerns, Jackie, with using private organizations rather than the governmental functions to set prices?
Well, I believe that none of us are naive enough to not think that so many times the private industry is going to have a bias one way or the other. You know, it would be like you and I going to the car dealership and saying, it's like going to the car dealership and saying, what's my car worth? You know, and then them telling you what they want to sell you a new car for. Well, it's kind of the same thing. You know, if you look at, let's say, a grain company can say, this is where the price is or this is what it looks like, and then on the other side, you know, this is what we want to sell it for. We do that day in and day out, but we don't get information from them. We're getting information through the USDA and through a lot of different sources. So I think private industry, as much as everybody complains about the USDA, still is not a good choice because it is hard, and I don't care. You know, if you're a business person, you have to be looking out for what you're doing, and that means that it could skew your view.
So Washington is closed. There's another date coming up that we have to be aware of. What happens if we fail to pass a debt ceiling increase by the 17th of October?
Well, you know, this is very scary to me because I think if we actually get past the debt ceiling date, all bets are off. With the introduction of the Health Care Act and now the possibility of not being able to settle anything with the debt ceiling, the economy will become more and more leery. Investors will become more and more leery. And I think what's really important to all of our people, production people, end user people, is to make sure that they have themselves covered because you just can't take that chance. You know, we hear a lot of talk about a possibility of going back to recession. Unlikely it's going to happen overnight, but we're also hearing a lot of ramifications and things going on. Businesses making big changes at this point in time. And if suddenly we don't get past this level, and or I just saw an article that the president has asked the administration to try and find a non-legislative way to be able to settle this. I didn't think that was possible, that you could have a non-legislative way, but anything can happen. So my point is you cannot allow yourself to be unhedged or to take big chances on anything because we really don't know. You know, we remember 2008 all too well when we saw corn go from 572 down to 290. It's not a nice situation.
Let's deal directly with some of the marketplace. Take me through the technicals and the fundamentals for corn.
Well, when I look at 2013 corn, the number one question that I've been getting asked is, you know, how low can it go? So I put together some charts and basically looked at the, did a Fibonacci extension from the lows that we put in June of 2012 to the low of August of 2012. And what that puts out there, now right now, today we close at 443, we have a 62% retracement at 439 and three quarters, which I would consider to be good support right at the moment, but we did try to test down into that neighborhood today. If we break that, then our free fall, if we 100% retrace it, Todd, we could go to 396 and three quarters. And, you know, under the right circumstances, something like that could happen. When you talk about the fundamentals are that we continue to hear good yields. We continue to see predictions come out for a larger crop. Landworth came out at 13.7 today. That's lower than the USDA, but it's higher than last month, than their last report is. And so I think the key on the fundamentals, especially for 13, and this affects 14, is just that USDA has demand up 1.4 billion bushels. And we have to hope that, you know, that this opportunity with the shutdown puts China in the market again. China did come in and supposedly buy 420,000 metric tons of corn. If they are very aggressive buyers during the shutdown when they can do it with little fanfare and have very little impact on the market, you know, that could be something that would be really, really good for us. But the point is we need to really see the demand climb and in order to support even the current carryout that we have at this point in time. Now, Brazil, CONAB came out and said Brazilian production is going to be down 2 to 3 million metric tons this year, and that was something that we've been talking about. Another good thing, lower prices, Central Ohio ethanol plant that's been idling for almost 5 years is going to reopen. So there are some very good things going on. The question is, can they be enough to really get us back to levels that guys might be waiting for? And when you look at the technicals on 14, Todd, you know, it's extremely interesting because of the fact that right now, you know, today we closed at 485 and a quarter, and I did the same type of a Fibonacci extension, except that I went from the low. I also went from the low of June of 2012 to the high of September of 2012, and there, 100% retracement takes us to 322 and a quarter. Now, people might say, "Well, we've never heard of those numbers before," and I certainly don't want to see us go there. But I do believe that we have to have ourselves protected, and I think getting some protection in on crop insurance for February is an extremely wise thing to do right now.
Did you do the text for the beans, too?
I sure did.
What they
I
look
sure
like?
Did. Well, when we look at 2013 November, you know, we do still have a really good situation from the standpoint of a lot of demand. But if you do a Fibonacci extension here and you go from the low of 1162 to the high of 1409, just this year, you could see 100% retracement take you down to 915. And even though in my heart of hearts I don't believe that that's possible, well, we are slower on bean demand right now than we have been before. The yields continue to come in well, and so therefore I think that if you're going to be storing beans, I still believe selling off the combine and taking your chances on re-owning them in a fixed-risk position is a better way to go. But if you're going to hang on to them, you better have some type of risk management in place. And when you look at the 14 crop, you know, the 14 crop right at this point in time, we closed today at, I just lost it here, didn't I? Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I lost my 14 number here. But
485 and a quarter for December
okay,
corn.
There you
and
go.
Then for
yeah.
November beans, it was $11.76 and a half.
11.76 and a half. That's what I knew it was around 11.70 something. I took and did a Fibonacci from 11.53 up to 12.35, the most recent high and low that we've just had on a monthly chart, on a weekly chart. And it projects down to 11.21, and it projects also up to as high as 12.85. So, you know, the opportunity is there, but I believe what you've got to look at is you've got to say, okay, we're in the 11.70s right now. That's still a 50-cent downside. So, you know, I would venture to say that there, too, an options opportunity is probably the way to go. You know, and CONAB did come in today and say Brazil is going to produce 6 to 8 million more metric tons, and that's primarily because of the ratio for beans to corn and their currency down there. Land worth came in at 3.16 billion bushels for the U.S. That's higher than where the USDA is right now. So there's plenty to be thinking about, you know, and same thing there, too. I think it would be worthwhile in beans in 14 to just get some hedges in using option strategies, because you can go deeper in the money than where the futures are using an option strategy to cover your crop insurance.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again next Wednesday. That's Jackie Vake. She's at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Joins us on the Closing Market Report for this Wednesday afternoon.